Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Steven.
And I'm Kyle.
And we're glad you decided to hang out with us today. Kyle has got an interesting episode put together. I'm really stoked to kind of get into it.
Yeah, I think the conversation is going to be good between us on this one.
Yeah, something that is kind of personal to him. And
a little bit.
Kind of reaches out to a whole bunch of different people.
Yeah.
So, stoked on that. First, we got to get through the business. We got some special business right off the rip. We want to shout out Caitlin Kahn. She is the one that created our new Hollow Sky Club logo, which everybody seems to dig.
It's pretty badass.
A little play on the old Stranger Things here, the Hellfire Club. You'll see that on shirts soon. We're working out some kinks here.
Yeah, trying to figure out storefronts and shit like that, so... The shirts we'll have sooner. It's just a way of getting them to everybody.
Yeah. But
regardless, they will be out there
soon. Sooner than later.
Yeah.
So shout out to her. Check her out. Check her out on Instagram at Caitlin Kahn Art. She does excellent work.
Yeah, excellent absolutely. Work. She's insanely easy to work with. She's excited about that type of material. So she's literally a pleasure to work with. Like I could not get over how friendly she is, and anything that I suggested to her, she took it in high consideration, and she went above and beyond for us, and we appreciate that.
Yes, just definitely check her out. Yeah, and she is great. Also, we want to shout out the Appalachian Intelligence Podcast.
Hell yeah.
Their episode will have dropped
it's for
last
us,
week.
Yeah, for us. It is the upcoming Monday, but yes, this will be released.
Yeah, you're right. We got to sat down and chat with those dudes, talked about all kinds of weird things, just have a good time cutting up. It was awesome. Excellent hosts.
Yeah.
It just felt like we were sitting down with some old buddies.
Yeah, I will say, though, you fuckers kept me up way too late. The next day was excruciating.
Yeah, the next day was rough. And
bro, I had to drive to Quincy.
That sucks.
The way there was not bad, but on the way back, the first 30 minutes was almost bad because my guys were already sleeping. So I'm flying solo.
Tight.
And I even told him the other day, I was like, I literally almost joined you guys for that nap. I was so close. I had to stop, walk around, splash water on my face, and went in and grabbed another monster and then got back on the road. Dude, it was fucking terrible, but it was worth it. The conversation we had was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We see a lot of ourselves in those guys, so please check them out.
Show Give them a some follow. Follow
yeah, please.
They're just kind of getting their podcast rolling.
Yeah.
Go over there. They're awesome.
They are
great,
awesome.
Great group of dudes. Brothers from another southern mother.
Chip.
Something like that. Also, shout out to the deer that totaled my car.
Facts.
Cool. Anyway, check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Reddit, Discord, TikTok, all that shit. Search up Hollow Sky Podcast. Find us. Come and hang out with us. You know the drill. If you have a personal encounter of the creepy or the weird or the mysterious you'd like for us to feature on a future show, Kyle has some great ways to get it to us.
Well, you can contact us through the holophone, which is going to be 1-618-556-0837. You can call and leave a voicemail. You can text it. We also, maybe one of these weekends, we'll open the lines again. Because we haven't done that in a minute. And that's usually pretty fun. To take live calls on the spot. You can also write your stories out. You can use a voice memo app on your smartphone. And it usually comes stock with your iPhone. And it's a great little app because you can record pretty much whatever. I think we literally just had a guy send an hour long recording.
That might have to be an episode on it in its own.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to say is that with a lot of times you have problems when you try to introduce those large files into your email, the email won't send because the file size is too large. Well, with that voice memo app, it must compress it for you and do everything that you need it to do. And then you just shoot it to our email. So it's a great way to do that. I think you could even go through and edit stuff if you want. It's a pretty cool little thing. You can also just write your story out and send it to the email, send us pictures. We've got the P.O. box you can send weird shit to.
Hell yeah. Do that.
All types of shit. You can even send us regular mail to the P.O. box. But the email is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com.
If you'd like to support the show, which I'm sure you all do, we have a Patreon.
Throw up a metal sign.
Yeah, throw up a metal sign whenever you see us. We also have a Patreon. Hop on over there. See if there's anything you'd like. Any kind of tier. We release extra content. There's some goodies you can get. Shirts. All sorts of shit. Just look through the tiers. If that interests you, sign up. And be sure to leave us your shipping address and your shirt size. If you're a tier $10 tier.
Facts.
Or
at least be available when we message you.
Yeah. We have a Venmo. You can shoot us some monster money if you got a little pocket change. You'd like to buy us a monster. We would greatly appreciate that. Best thing you could do is share us word of mouth. Tell all your spooky friends, all your weirdo friends, all the people who listen to podcasts and love mysterious shit. Tell them about us. Just get our name out. Share us on social media. You know the drill. Grassroots. Keep them going.
Hell yeah. Before we start here, it's way, way off topic.
An epiphany.
But it is an epiphany. I think you're going to be about as excited as I am right now.
Thank God.
So I was watching videos the other day, right? Little YouTube shorts. And I found out that you, like, if rappers can do it, I figure we can do it.
All right, I'm game.
But they actually are able to write off their chains and stuff.
Oh, shit, I'm getting.
So if we could get Hollow Sky grilled and write them off.
Mm-hmm. Game on.
And they said it like it's totally legit. You can write them off. Hell yeah. So one of these days we're getting fucking grills.
The top, my top teeth are going to say hollow and my bottom teeth are going to say goon.
Good. I like that.
See, this is where your hard-earned money goes, folks.
Yes, it's going to go to awesome gold grills for Kyle and Steve. I would without question get one.
Yeah.
Fucking, I'm dead serious.
I don't think there's an argument here. Not for me, anyway. Yes.
Yeah, I thought, though, that out there is a pretty pretty interesting fun fact.
Yeah, I don't see any negatives at all.
Yeah. So,
coming soon, Hollow Grills.
Fuck yes.
Another way you can support us is leaving us a 5-star rating and review at wherever you listen to podcasts. I usually hunt the Apple and iTunes ratings, but sometimes I stray from the course a little bit. So keep them out there. If you haven't heard, we're working our way through them. I've been skipping around because time is soup and we're living in a fucking hologram anyway, so it doesn't matter. Today's comes to us from Seven String Chugs.
Fuck yeah.
Right on that. We
feel you on that.
Just keep up the good work. You guys are one of the last paranormal podcasts that hadn't taken a hard negative turn in content. Some of the other big names have sunk into uber-political Christian pandering or squeezing the money out of its listeners, peddling mediocre Patreon episodes or doomsday prep merch. Wow.
That was a lot.
Bro's firing live shots there.
Fucking bazooka round.
I'm glad you guys have kept it real and covered new ground that other podcasts haven't beaten to death. Great content overall, solid delivery. Thanks, and keep up the good work. Well, Seven String Chugs, thank you for saying nice things about us.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
And we can't speak on anybody else's podcast because just do our own thing.
Yeah, we're real. And we also understand that, like, this is a lot of fun, right? What me and Steve do is a lot of fun. We love looking at the weird shit. We love what we do. Like, we really do. We have a huge passion for our little project here. But we also understand from that side that it would be nice to get paid. So I'm not going to hate anybody's hustle. I think me and Steve are on the same page. We're going to try to do things the right way when that time comes, if that time comes. But I hope that everybody understands that too, if that day comes. But I'm not trying to knock anybody's hustle is basically what I'm getting at.
And we're glad that you don't hate us.
Yeah, that too. And I mean,
there's a lot of passion, a lot of angry passion in that review.
Yeah, and we're real ones. So, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you.
No, we don't. We just do what we do because we don't know how to do anything else.
That's true. We are,
That about covers it.
I'm done.
Okay, moving on. It's been a minute since me and Kyle have been together.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun.
So, people are going to start posting. This episode didn't start until 15 minutes.
53:25.
It's just 40 minutes of these fuckheads talking.
I don't care.
Okay, on to our listener experience of the day.
All right, I'm excited.
It comes to us from our friend Michael. Michael says, dream story.
Like the Archangel Michael?
Yeah, probably.
Sweet.
Hi, guys. I recently discovered your podcast when I heard you on Tinfoil Hat talking about the dream flyers you found in the infamous Egress Industries contacting you. It piqued my interest because a couple years ago, I was having extremely vivid dreams that sort of came out of nowhere. Some were very terrifying, and some were very introspective. Almost like each one was a life lesson, but also felt like I was in alternate dimensions. They also felt so real that when I woke up, I wasn't sure if the world I woke up in was real or not. I could wake myself up from the dreams, but when I closed my eyes again, I would instantly be brought right back to the dream world, and sometimes people and entities in the dream would ask me what happened to me and told me that I had disappeared for a second. I could control what I was saying and doing in the dreams, but the setting of the dreams were already put into place when I would go to bed. There were a few times that I was sleepwalking and woke up in my living room, and many times I would be running in place in my bed. Every night during this roughly 2-month period, it felt like I wasn't sleeping at all. I even had a dream that I had gone to work like a normal day, and when I woke up from this work dream, I thought I'd actually gone to work and just fell asleep after. But when I actually did go to work in my real world, my coworkers were asking me where I was because I didn't show up and didn't call in or anything. I have very detailed memories of other dreams I had when I normally can't remember the details about any of my dreams. When I heard you guys talk about the Egress industry situation, it made me want to reach out and tell you my dream experiences. I'm sure you get a lot of people reaching out asking to be on the show, and that's not something I'm interested in at this time, but I'd love to go into more detail about some of the other dreams I had if you're interested in hearing more. Some of them sound completely ridiculous because they were, but I can vividly remember many dreams, which makes me think that maybe they were real to some extent. By the way, I love your show. I love the topics you guys go into, and I'm happy to have found you guys. Hope you're having a great day. Michael. Michael, first off, thanks a ton for taking the time to write in, and we would love to hear more about all these fucked up dreams.
For sure.
Another question. Did these dreams start like around the beginning of the pandemic? Because we had a lot of people contacting us around that same time, probably early mid 2020-ish. Lots of people contacting us about it. A lot of like end of the world dreams, whole bunch of stuff. Thirdly, this is weird. I don't like the not knowing what's real and what's not.
Yeah, that sucks.
We were just talking about it with the Appalachian Intelligence guys, like the flip flopping of alternate realities and shit. How it could get so convoluted that you don't know whether you're in your starting reality or you're in the alternate version.
I kind of feel like in that case, I mean, I'm pretty sure you and me would do this, but I feel like you just go, fuck it.
Just run with it.
Yeah.
I mean what else can you do?
Yeah. It's just literally what I was getting ready to say. Like, what? There's nothing you can do.
But for people in the Discord, Kenneth was kind of having issues with this.
It's like if you're able to catch it and rationalize it, I bet it's terrifying.
Yeah, he was.
Especially like in the context, not that it's gotten this extreme, but like imagine you wake up and your wife looks utterly different than what.
Yeah.
You know that is terrifying.
You wake up and when you went to bed, you had a family. When you wake up, you don't.
Oh fuck! No.
But I mean, it's getting to the point to where like.
Yeah, I was going to say, the dude like straight up sleep through work or like...
Yeah, that's what it said. When I did...
But in his dream, he was working, right?
When I actually did go to work in the real world, my coworkers were asking me where I was because I didn't show up and didn't call in because he thought he'd already went to work
right. In
this alternate state.
Which that's, I mean, unless you're just bombed out of your mind on drugs, I feel like that time difference is pretty easy to spot. Like, don't get me wrong, we've all taken a nap in the afternoon and woken up at 7 o'clock at night and you think it's 7 o'clock in the morning, but you eventually figure out that it's 7 o'clock at night and it's not the next day.
For it to be so vivid and so real that like you can remember everything from your work day, clocking in what you did, what shifts you ran, who you worked with. And then you wake up to have never have done it. It's pretty fucked.
Yeah, I mean, I just had a shitty dream while napping, and I found in my dream I was listening to a dope ass band, and it was a tasty lick. And then in the dream it was called We Me Sorry. That was their band name. And so I literally woke up and tried Googling it, and I didn't find anything.
I hope that in your alternate reality there is a band just writing bangers. Dude, called We Me Sorry.
I was convinced when I woke up that it was a real band. I was like, what if it was a real band? I gotta check it out because that lick was tasty. It was good. Okay. I gotta hear it again.
Alternate reality. It was gone, man. We Me Sorry, writing bangers. Please contact Kyle.
Hell yeah, please. I appreciate that shit. Send me a CD or something. Or just MP3.
We are in our alternate reality right now, folks. Anyway, yeah, Michael, we're definitely interested in talking about this more. Like you don't have to come on the show if that's not something you want to do, but keep sending us in more if you have time to write them out, because this is pretty...
This is wild.
Yeah, and like I said, Kenneth's kind of encountering something similar, but not totally. But the more information we can bring in on the subject abroad, that would be great.
For sure.
So... From there, show starts at 16 minutes and 20 seconds. Kyle,
we have wasted so much time.
Kyle is going to jump right in to, I'm just going to let him go with it.
Yeah, my pretty interesting episode here. You know, so as most of you know, for a while, I had been hearing a woman call my name while sleeping. But it seemed to be more in the area of right before your sleep, when you're falling asleep. And it would sound like she's right there in my ear, and she'd whisper my name, and it would wake me up, like, just wide awake. And then while exploring the Bledsoe encounters, it began to make me wonder. And I even had reached out to Mr. Bledsoe about hearing this voice, which he responded, you know, something in the context of, you may be hearing her call.
That's creepy in itself.
Right.
Just that statement.
Yeah. And then I had a few other things happen in that time frame that kind of set it all apart. And I had an experience while dealing with my son and him seeing things at night, which was around the same time Steve's kid had been seeing things. Then meeting the random woman in the grocery store, you know, giving me the four rosary rings, to seeing the literal cross in the sky. And then you stack that on top of my convention experience, for lack of better words, with the whole premise of me being protected. But all the while, like I said, I was hearing a woman call my name while I was sleeping, which it's one of the things that just kind of plagues me. Like, okay, like what's going on here? Is this something in my head? Is it something paranormal? What's going on? Anyway, so it stays with me. I decided to look and see if anybody else has been have these experiences as well. And apparently there are. Apparently there are a lot of people out there, but not as many as you would think, because later on I do have some statistics on this. But there are other people out there who hear people calling their names. Now, it is pretty wide. It happens to people when they are awake and alone, when they are asleep, and when they are falling asleep, all of which have a different set of meanings, apparently. And I try to, through all this, I try to kind of more or less focus on the falling asleep, because that's what's directly happening to me. And so, you know, I start looking into it. Apparently, it can happen when you're awake. If this happens, it's said that maybe someone is talking about you or is wanting to talk to you. But if it keeps happening, then it's possible someone from the other side is trying to make contact with you, which I'll remind you now at this time of the woman's voice and of all this things, all these things I was going through, I was also seeing a lot of hawks, which I had brought up in Discord. Now, apparently hawks can also mean that someone is trying to send you a message from the other side.
That's weird.
It is weird when you stack it together. I'm sure a lot of our listeners have had this, you know, experience hearing your name during the day only to not have anyone actually saying your name. But my specific question at this time was more faced to when I was sleeping or in that in-between state of sleep. Apparently, people have been hearing voices call their names for years, not only during sleep, but during altered states as well. Now, it seems that almost regardless when you hear these things, it's from a spirit calling your name. A few other possible explanations are you could be more in tune with the spiritual world. It could be kind of like the signal that you are embarking on your spiritual journey, which kind of oddly plays into the time frame, ironically enough. It could also be that it's alerting to you that you are about to receive spiritual guidance from the angelic world. You are getting close to the loved ones you've lost, which could kind of tie into that as well. It also states that most of the time, it's probably nothing serious. It's just a higher connection with the spiritual realm. Now, in my case, I did find a few possible answers to hearing your voice while falling asleep. Oversensitivity to voices. It could be a divine gift from the angelic world. It could also be, like I said, a spiritual awakening. A lot of this first half is kind of focusing on the possibility side of it, I guess you could go with. According to some of the information I found, and it's kind of weird and misleading. I talked to Steve about this, but it says that you should not answer your name when you're being called.
I just read that.
Especially when you are in the context that it could be something good, I guess. But to be fair, like with the Fae, you're not supposed to give them your name. You're not supposed to acknowledge your name, which is, you know, I just now thought of that.
Yeah, it's almost like they're opening a form of communication.
Right.
And granted, it could be someone good trying to contact you. You don't ever know if it's someone bad.
Exactly.
Something bad trying to contact you. So if you engage and interact with the name being called, you're essentially opening a channel of communication, which is no different than Ouija board, this, that, and the other.
Right. And then, like, even in the demonic world, like, names hold power, you know, because when you're trying to exorcise shit, you specifically ask for the names and all that stuff. So, you know, maybe that's why you don't answer.
Have you had this, like, throughout most of your life, or is it just something recent? Like,
something recent.
Hearing the voice. Okay. Because I was wondering if it was kind of tied in, this is kind of going the opposite direction, but if it was tied into, like, your exploding head syndrome.
Right.
But if it just recently started up, then that's...
No, it just started, I want to say right around the Bledsoe shit, maybe slightly before.
Everything was fucked up around the Bledsoe shit.
To be fair, it might have started when I started looking for protection.
That's around
that area. It is weird. Now, I also found a story where a woman was hearing her voice called and no one was there. In this particular case, it triggered a flashback where she had been talking to her grandmother. And her grandmother warned her, never answer those calls because they are trying to beckon you back home. Home, in this reference, is the realm of no more, no longer here on Earth. It could be heaven, paradise, space, universe, wherever. You know, you have no idea where it could be. But the fact of the matter is that sometimes you never return, which apparently in the Philippines, it's kind of pretty heavy in the lore there. It deals with a lot of disappear. It'd almost be like us. That's the way we explain missing 411, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which is, it kind of is tied in because you do hear people in that lore in the woods hearing things call their name.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Like whatever that phenomenon is calling their name to lure them into the woods. What if this phenomenon is calling your name to lure you somewhere else? Be it space, be it a different dimension, be it whatever.
Yeah. And you know, in the Philippines lore, I mean, a lot of people do report hearing mysterious voices. So basically they're saying, you know, almost like here with the Wendigo, like just don't do it. Don't do it.
Do not engage.
Now back to what I find to be the most bizarre part, back to the angels for a minute, which, you know, like I said, I find it pretty bizarre to make that statement. So, as I stated, you may be hearing the voice of an angel. They're trying to find the best way to contact you. It gives me, you know, kind of gives you chills because it says that if you are hearing them, they're letting you know that you are protected and not alone, which once again fits the time frame. Another possibility.
That's exactly what you were looking for.
Right. And this is how many months past that, you know? And I'm just now looking into it and I'm reading this shit and I'm like, it fits the time frame. It fits what I was putting out there. Another possibility is that it's a sign of danger and that you need to prepare and protect yourself from a spiritual attack, or at least just, you know, to put you on alert about maybe an upcoming attack.
That's wild.
It is. And then there was one.
Especially like considering all the fucked up shit that was going on when we were looking into Bledsoe.
Exactly. Yeah, I didn't even fucking think about that.
Yeah.
Didn't even think about that.
I mean, essentially, like, for the most part, you didn't have any real, like, horrible kind of traumatic encounter.
No.
With anything.
No. It was you and my wife.
Yeah. And the boys.
And the boys. Yeah.
It just kind of
went right past me.
Revolved around you.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
It was weird because when I saw that cross in the sky, it was either the day after or before. I think it was the day after you guys had your fucking crazy ass dreams the same night.
That's weird.
I almost think that I might have been on the same page you're on, maybe. It was something similar to that you're on right now.
Yeah.
But I found this post from a guy that kind of cracked me up. He says, and I quote, "My experience is that the best way to communicate with these voices is to start having an imaginary conversation with them in your mind. This will then get their attention and allow you to focus on them and what they would like to speak to you about." And nice. I just, like, it's so fucking, like, he's like, hey, if you want to talk to these.
That's exactly the opposite of what we just told you to do.
Right. Well, to be fair, he's not answering their call. He's the one calling.
Oh.
Not that probably makes any difference. I'm just saying that he's the one putting the line out there.
I'm going to take a page out of the AI guy's textbook and say, what if in an alternate dimension, these callers are calling out, and in our dimension, you listeners are hearing them call out?
I don't know. That's hard for me to wrap my brain around.
That sucks. Stop calling. Just don't do stuff like that. Don't shout out into the darkness because someone's going to fucking hear you.
Yeah, for sure.
And then that's not a good thing because what if they're not pleasant and they're hungry?
Facts. Another strange part of this phenomenon is that I read a lot of cases where people were having similar experiences to mine, but none of it started until they started meditating.
Dude, I told
that's
you.
When it all started.
That's what I said when we were talking about Bledsoe.
Right.
It's if you alter your state of consciousness, be it meditation, be it hallucinogenic drugs, be it astral projection, any of that shit. I feel like our consciousness is a defense. It keeps all that at bay. Whether it really keeps us safe from it, I doubt it. But it keeps like our brains from being in tune with it. And once you start kind of unlocking doors and shit in there, things can come through unlocked doors.
Yeah, I kind of feel like a stupid way of explaining that would be like when we were kids and our mom and dad bought us the cheap-ass walkie-talkies. You and me could talk to each other, right? But as you get older, as you get to be an adult, and you buy them badass walkie-talkies, well, those badass walkie-talkies can pick up on the police, the paramedic. I mean, it can pick up on a lot of fucking shit.
Other people with badass walkie-talkies.
Exactly. So if you use that comparison in lines with your consciousness, it kind of runs a parallel there.
I just think there's a correlation between, because you hear a lot of people talk about meditating, and then all of this otherworldly shit starts happening.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% that it has to do with altering your consciousness. Whether you're upgrading, you're leveling up, or you're opening a door that's there. You know, you crack the seal on it. And then once you do that, it would only make sense that everything else out there can go, oh, look, a new player in the game.
They've heard you at this point.
Right. And that makes sense to me. You know, that makes sense. You're tapping into something else.
Don't tap. Don't tap other stuff.
Yeah, it could get a little dicey. That's what I'm saying. Now, to be fair, I went through and found some more quote-unquote logical explanations as to what it could be. And a lot of the... I figured a lot was going to get pointed in the exploding head syndrome direction.
That was the first route my head went.
Right. But I guess they're generalizing all of that underneath this hypnagogic hallucinations. Am I saying that right?
Hypnagogic. Yeah. Either or.
Yeah. Hypnagogic, tomato, whatever.
Tomato.
Yeah. Same difference.
Hollow sky, hollow ski.
Right. Apparently, there are a lot of people out there that have the same experiences when they're drifting to sleep, they hear their name being said as if it was right there in your ear, which then makes them fully awake. On a WebMD page, these hallucinations are very common and aren't a sign of mental illness, which is a very bizarre way to start the fucking thing out there. You're not fucking going crazy. However, with all these examples that I'm going to be giving you moving forward here, it also says, however, we can't explain at all why these things are actually happening. Quote unquote, it's just something the brain does while falling asleep.
That is the
isn't like a blanket fucking
worst
statement
cop out ever.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
Your brain just does it,
and they do that with a lot of things when it comes to the brain.
Just say
we don't
just
know.
Just say we don't know. Period.
Right. Yes, that makes way more sense to me.
Yeah.
Some of the possible causes can be narcolepsy, a rapid descent into REM sleep. If not these, you get the scary shit, Parkinson's disease, and schizophrenia.
That was another one that I thought. Hearing voices that aren't theirs.
Schizophrenia.
Yeah, also on the Egress Flyer.
Right.
Should need to say.
A few other factors that seem to get
which
thrown.
Which is weird. I didn't make that connection. If you're hearing voices that are not there.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah,
that's really weird.
I just watched it connect.
I have goosebumps.
It connected in my brain, and then it connected in your brain.
I didn't even think about that. That's fucking weird. I have goosebumps.
I just slapped the table and Frank thinks or somebody at the door.
Went shitty.
Dude, I didn't.
I did not think about that either.
Which would coincide with the time period.
Yeah.
Probably pretty fucking close.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fucking weird.
Maybe you made it to the second round, dog.
Maybe. I don't see why I would have, though. I didn't do most of the communicating. You did. But yeah,
apparently I was communicating. I wasn't supposed to be using a cell phone. I was supposed to be using my fucking metaphysical pager.
That's true.
I hate that I just thought that.
Yeah, I did. I can't believe that I didn't think about that.
I said it out loud. Have you...
Like, even when you said it's tied to Egress and hearing the voice, like, it didn't even connect until I go, oh, shit, I'm hearing voice. I've heard voices, not that I'm currently hearing voices.
I walk through the same thing. I'm like, schizophrenia, hearing voices that are not there. And then I'm like, hearing voices that
Wait a minute, that's
there.
Why we're doing this whole episode.
Motherfuck. I'm like, Kyle, Egress Flyer. And you're like, what of it? And I say, hearing voices that are not there. And you go, no.
Yeah, I had, dude, I didn't even put it together.
Damn you, Egress, just leave us. No, you know what? No, all don't
roads,
leave us alone.
All roads lead.
Yeah, I didn't tell you this. Uh-oh. I messaged him from my personal phone number the other day.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I was talking about
on the AI. Yeah,
I was sitting there Sunday.
Appalachian Intelligence.
Yeah, check them out. Sitting there last Sunday, not this past Sunday.
I mean, what do you have to lose at this point?
Yeah, I'm like, because that person came forward with the blue veil shit.
Oh yeah,
in the Discord, and I'm like, hey, we have people coming forward with the blue veil. I'm like, if anything's gonna, or the blue curtain, if anything's gonna pull them in, that's gonna be it. Message them, nothing. Just left me on unread.
Fuck them.
They're probably scared.
I would be too.
I mean, they're trying to
some real ones.
Trying to talk to you in your sleep.
Well, apparently, we'll get into it later.
Okay,
but
copy that. I derailed. We're getting back on the rail.
Yeah, back to the
derailed.
The logical side of things. stress. And a lack of sleep could be the cause of these, which, hey,
both checks out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I mean,
if schizophrenia that,
if
does too.
If that's the case, if stress and lack of sleep makes me hear voices, it should be
everyday occurrence.
It should be fucking coffee clutch in my head right now.
Yeah. Another one, which you would take part in as well. Another one is the onsetting of migraines, which we both do suffer from.
Yeah. I get a lot of those.
Yeah. This is interesting. So I found that in Norway in October 2015, so it's pretty relevant, over 2,500 people answered a questionnaire about hearing voices, which is a weird questionnaire to be putting out there to begin with. However, only about 7% of them had reporting hearing voices, but only 1% of those were diagnosed with schizophrenia.
So,
'cause a lot of times hearing voices in your head, it does get attributed to some type of mental disorder.
That's the first thing you think of.
Absolutely.
First thing you think of.
Absolutely.
But that is weird.
Which you gotta figure
it
that...
It makes me wonder what...
The numbers are got to be a little bit higher, because not everybody's going to admit to hearing voices.
Yeah, it makes me wonder what sparked off that whole questionnaire, why they even sent that out.
It's a weird one, right? It's a weird one.
Damn, I wonder if it was in the form of an egress flyer.
I hope so. Another study... The University of Queensland in Australia did one with over 30,000 people. Of those 30,000, only 3% of them had reported hearing voices. So it's another significantly low number.
Yeah.
So it's not as many. Obviously, the number is probably a little bit skewed because a lot of people aren't going to come out and go, yeah, I'm hearing voices in my head.
A lot of people will write it off too. Like, I'm sitting here thinking,
yeah,
like I haven't heard voices say my name, but I have had encounters where, like, I would think I would hear my name, but it was never loud. It was never like an actual voice. It was always like a whisper, and it would be right when I'm laying in bed, and it just kind of chilling down.
I've done it when you're out. Like, when you're out, you know, when you're out and you're walking somewhere, and then you hear your name. Or how many I know for a fact it's happened at home. I'll be walking around the house during the day, and then I'll go, hey, Sean, did you say my name? No, I didn't say your name. Oh,
yeah,
your name.
I guess I do that too.
Everybody does.
I just attribute
that
to my rapid hearing loss.
Yeah, maybe.
From years of being in metal bands.
Facts. another possible list of these voices, they could be the voice of a loved one, And this list is kind of weird. The voice of a loved one, a bully's voice. So I'm assuming this is coming from
like trauma.
Trauma, yes. Yeah. Voices that are supportive and helpful. Voices that are constantly inside your head. Other person's thoughts. Voices that command you to attempt dangerous things or to control your behavior, which is sketch.
I don't like that other people's thoughts are...
right? Voices that direct you to do inappropriate things. Two or more voices arguing or fighting inside your head.
People who...
Again, this is on the logical side of the conversation.
I just
want
to apologize to whoever is out there in the multiverse and...
they're having our thoughts.
Gets my thoughts in your head. I am sorry.
Yeah.
It's just a dumpster fire in here.
So fucking black hole.
I apologize. It is just, yeah. Yeah.
It's bizarre, man. You know, it seems like with any of these topics, though, in this realm, it's always this battle between beliefs. You have one side of the table that thinks it could be spirits, angels, or anything paranormal. And then you have the other side, you know, it's a medical or science explanation. They like to throw hallucinations, schizophrenia, something that the brain is doing while trying to fall asleep or even while awake. Just sitting and thinking about it too much will kind of drive you crazy. You know, you start to wonder if you have any of these ailments, you know, because as I'm reading it, like a lot of the on the professional side of it, it's just constantly like schizophrenia and bipolar disorder and all these things, and you're kind of like, am I fucking going crazy? Like, is that what's happening to me right now? You know, I know
understandable.
I don't feel like I am, but it's possible. But with all that being said, you know, one thing I don't like, and I don't really think I can accept, is when smart people are like, hey, it's just the brain doing something weird. We don't know why, but it's just doing something weird. Well, how about you just explain it? Or like Steve said earlier, just say we don't know.
I would rather have you tell me that you have no idea what the fuck's going on as opposed to just like making up shit.
Yeah, I mean, you're literally almost throwing shit at the wall to see if it'll stick. Like a fucking drunk homeless guy in the alley can do the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, you're not giving me any logical proof as to why I should believe you, other than the fact that you're a doctor, over Joe Smo down the street. Like, you're not doing anything for me here. Because if you don't know, then you don't know.
Yeah, just say it. Don't give me some sort of false hope that you're going to figure out what the fuck I got going on.
Yeah. Yeah, and then on the same hand, if you sit down with your psych doctor and tell them about your voices, they're going to explain to you how it's these hallucinations and that you're just stressed or whatever. Then if you just so happen to disagree and say, no, dude, like, I'm legit talking to angels.
Dude,
what the fuck do you think they're going
to
do to you?
I 100% empathize with it. When I got sick and my fucking tattoos blistered and all that shit.
It's terrifying.
And I had my biopsies turned in and they come back. They're like, we don't know what was wrong with you, but it could be stress.
Cool.
I'm like, so if every time I get stressed out, my tattoos are going to blister and my skin's going to fall off. Do you know my life?
Yeah, like at the end of the day, you almost just want to be like, am I going to die?
At this point, when you're saying it could be stress, it's just adding fucking stress.
Oh, yeah.
To my life.
Oh, yeah, that's like going in to get my blood pressure taken and then start to make a face or start talking about how my blood pressure is a little... Oh, yeah, it's 100% what happens. 100% what happens. Like now, knowing that I have high blood pressure, I think it is getting better. However, I know for a fact that if I were to go into the doctor specifically about my blood pressure, my blood pressure is going to be high because I'm going to be stressed to the ceiling.
Mine's high because I'm fat.
Well,
my blood pressure's not too bad.
I don't think mine's horrible, but it's whatever. I do get... I went through a pretty stressful time there for a while. I'm getting better, though.
That was right in line with... Also in line with Egress.
Yeah, and then the new baby and just all that shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on then. A lot of stuff.
It was. anyways, you know, in the end, it's basically up for the listener to decide. You know, are you hearing voices or are you not? Is it something spiritual? Is it something calling to you with a message, a warning, or trying to call you home? Or are you simply overworked, stressed, losing sleep, starting to lose your mind? That's not for us to decide. However, with all that being said, everything that I've run through, the medical possibilities, the paranormal side of it, I have a question for all of you, and a question for Steve, and a question for myself. In regards to hearing this voice, for myself, not saying it's for everybody else, but for myself, being at the time frame that it was, I want to know, why the fuck did it stop when I rebuked it in the name of Jesus? That's the question I want answered. Because ever since I did it that night, while talking with my son, because he was scared, and I knew my son, he had magically referenced God, and we don't, like, it's not a big topic in our house, right? So he learned about God somewhere, and I ran with that to give him comfort. You know, it wasn't me trying to push my beliefs onto him, because I don't even know where the fuck I stand with any of that shit. But I knew he could relate to it because he already knew about God and God being good. So it's something that I could relate to. And so I told him, I said, you can rebuke it in the name of Jesus because Jesus is his son, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ever since I've done that, I have not one time heard that woman's voice call my name. Not one time.
Like I said, this is why you don't answer them. Because you don't know that they're good.
Exactly.
If they are good.
Exactly.
Why are they turning and running from the name of the Lord?
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. And
is all I'm
to
saying.
Me, that's like that. That's why. That's the whole reason why I even looked into this, because not only because I could have easily wrote that off as exploding head syndrome.
True.
Right.
That's exactly where. Because we know that you deal with that.
Yeah, because I've heard the car door slam, but guess what? Same thing. I don't fucking have that anymore.
Oh, that's weird too.
I have not had that since. And after writing this episode, I shit you not, it was almost like as I was trying to go to sleep, it was trying to start again.
That is weird.
Because I know Tony's had this happen to him before too, where you close your eyes at night and you'll see like a flash of light or something.
Yeah, I do that too.
And a lot of times that seem to slightly coincide with the voices or the exploding head syndrome or whatever. And I just kept getting this irky feeling, which by writing this episode, I did not have an irky feeling. I mean, it's a lot of what I'm fucking reading is all positive statements, right? It's all about being contacted from angels and you're protected. Like everything's fitting the bill. So there's nothing for me to get paranoid about or worried about. But as I'm trying to go to sleep, I start feeling a little icky. And then what even kind of topped it off is I lay down, and it could be me. I will 100% admit and throw out there, it could have been me overthinking things. I had a little bit of an icky feeling, and then I could have swore I felt either it was, if I had to best describe it and put my money on it, I was in bed and it felt like something got off my bed. Right next to my leg. Almost like, you know how some people have that feeling of something sitting down?
It's just getting too close, dog.
For me, it felt like something was getting up.
This is the exact same point we were at when all the shit started going crazy with the blood soak.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because we're starting to put some pieces together, yeah. That isn't playing into the whole everything's good narrative.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
And then it starts flexing its muscles.
Dude, it could be. Because when I was writing Bledsoe, I even told you, I'm like, bro, I feel like they're here with me. Like, I have this really icky feeling like there's two things standing behind me.
I just got fucking goosebumps.
Same. And I did. I genuinely felt like while I was writing Bledsoe that there were two entities standing behind me. It just gave me this really ultra icky feeling. And then that's when all the shit started popping the fuck off.
Because, I mean, essentially, you were right at where we were saying if these things are all good and these are family members that have passed and angels trying to talk to me.
They ain't fucking with me like that.
Why why, when I called the name of Jesus, they
go no more.
They See, that doesn't line
because
up.
They were, you know,
that doesn't line
no,
up.
Not at all. And that, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know. I really fucking don't know.
And it's like almost I like said, they have everybody duped.
I wouldn't fucking everybody. Doubt it.
And like I said in the Discord, we were talking about it again. And what if people calling the name of Jesus is their biggest defense against whatever these beings are, what's the best offense to that defense? Make people think that you're good.
Right.
Make people think that you're part of that. Make people think that you're into you're part of that whole holy motif, and then they won't have a reason
to fear you
to call Jesus' name.
Right,
they think
you're
in the crew.
You're gonna holster your gun.
Yeah,
you know, it's like something comes in. You're like, you stop, motherfucker.
Yeah,
you stop right now. And then you're like, whoa.
If it's some intergalactic
Jesus
fucking cosmic being that's like Kyle. You're gonna be like, fuck that.
Oh yeah,
but
fuck
yeah. If it's like your
some woman
your fucking
going,
great aunt or some shit, being like, hey Kyle, you
yeah,
you okay?
And to be fair to that,
immediately lowers your guard.
To be fair to that, right there, it was a woman calling my name, and I do have this soft spot for women. Like if I go to a doctor, much prefer a woman doctor. I go to a dentist, I much prefer a woman dentist. Like I prefer women in a lot of areas.
They kind of just disarm you a little bit.
It might have been, man. And like I tend to believe women more than men. Like I guess I'm just more overly compassionate toward women than men.
Yeah. It's like,
and
it,
so,
it
dude,
like
that totally
was specifically dialed in.
It totally could have been, now that you say that and I think about it, because I am. I do put women on a little bit of a higher pedestal.
Makes it so much more terrifying.
Fuck yeah, it does.
That it is
absolutely
that dialed in on you.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because I bet I would have freaked out way more if it was, like you said, a gnarly dude's voice, like a deep tone voice. Oh yeah, I would have shit bricks.
Yeah,
I would have shit bricks.
It is. It's all about just like disarming is the absolute perfect word, because the more you let your guard down, the more that they can keep moving.
I'm glad
forward.
I didn't fucking play into that.
Keep moving forward, baby.
I'm glad that I did not play into that. And remember, like at the time, the bean was dropping in the fucking the shit, and Well, we don't have actual audio of it, but we recreated the audio and put it on Discord that day. And that hasn't happened since either. At least not while I'm there.
Dude, I'm just curious of now that you're at this point, like you said, after you were writing and you went to bed, you started feeling bad. Now that it's almost like once it knows that we know, then they ramp it up.
It's like, bitch.
I'm curious to see what the next couple days.
Oh,
is
I'm sure.
Be.
I hope not
anything. Especially now that we're in our heads about it.
Yeah.
But I guess.
And that's always something to take into consideration. Being in your head too much too. Which
we do. We
try to do. Like I try to.
Very guilty about that, especially when shit gets stupid weird.
Yeah. Well, in the moment, yeah, absolutely, it's hard. But like when we come to you guys and talk to you guys about it, I try to admit that this could totally be an explanation to it. Like I could have been in too much in my head that night, and overthinking things too much. That is always on the table.
Yeah. And reverting back to the flashes of light, which is weird because sometimes sometimes when those flashes of light are super intense, I will end up getting a migraine the next morning, which is weird because it also coincides with
your sleep paralysis.
No.
Oh, how's this as fucked?
How migraines are tied into the voices as well. Almost like it's
what,
all
yeah,
these
they say that
weird,
it could be
weird pings, but they're not all connecting together. Like,
yeah.
Like maybe they're almost influencing everyone differently.
And I know cluster migraines are supposed to be fucking gnar.
Dude, I had one.
Like almost give you stroke like symptoms, aneurysm symptoms.
Interestingly enough, I had one the day after we did Appalachian Intelligence.
Yeah, you could have been tired as fuck though.
And dude, I almost threw up. It was that bad. Like I get like super, super bad ones probably for now, probably a dozen times a year to where this make me sick.
Yeah,
that
same.
Was
I get the same way.
I was shoveling.
But look at how bad our backs and
way.
Necks are. Yeah, like that's a huge reason
that's,
why.
That's probably what they're trying to contact us for. Like, these intergalactic beings are like, you guys are fucked.
We're here to fix
like,
you.
Hey, Kyle, You're fucked.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for the tell me something I don't already know, you fucking asshole.
Dude.
I don't know.
It's weird.
It is weird. I did find it's on topic but off topic.
That's the hollow way, baby.
I just thought it was interesting because you could ask my wife, and I do fit some of these things to a T. Some of them I'm not sold on because they are a little out there, but I stumbled across, while researching all this, of course, I stumbled across on the Intuitive Souls blog, 11 Signs You're Clairaudient. So not clairvoyant, but clairaudient.
Instead of seeing things from other worlds, you hear other things. Things from other worlds.
11 signs. Number one. You hear someone saying your name when no one is around, which I think a lot of people do, whether you want to admit it or not. Two, you enjoy and need quiet.
Well, that's being a fucking human.
Yes. But I do really enjoy my quiet times. I like my decompressed times.
I don't like anybody.
You know, like a lot of times I get to work stupid early. Like I have like a 20-minute drive to work, and I will get there at like 6:20 in the morning, and I start at 7. But I like time to sit there, decompress, listen to whatever I want to listen to in my peace and quiet. Just be in my little space for a while, right?
Yeah, that's how I want to live my entire life. That's what I told Sarah. We were driving around Jerseyville today, and I saw one of those little mobile sheds. You know, they're selling them up there on the main drag. I'm like, man, if I could just have one of those towed up to the tip top of the Rocky Mountains.
We pre-tits.
And I could just kick it there for like the next 50 years.
It wouldn't be a bad way to live.
That'd be dope. Not that I'm going to live for 50 years, but.
Well.
It just kind of, it's on par with what we're talking about.
Right. Number three, I'm extremely guilty of this. You talk to yourself often. So with this one, I write in here, I feel like that I need to kind of clarify because basically, are you talking in your head all the time? If you are, the reason why is you're already good at being in your head, making it easier to tap into your psychic hearing.
That makes sense.
Or you are already getting divine guidance and not even realizing it. So it's kind of, yeah, I wondered, that's why, because all these on this website have kind of explanations to them, but I feel like some of them are pretty self-explanatory.
Because even when I'm by myself, I talk, but it's not like necessarily talking to myself. Like I'll be at work shoveling and I'll just be singing like, fuck this place.
Right, yeah.
Fuck this fucking place.
Facts. Like when I worked at the grocery store, I was always remixing songs. Like in my head, I just remix them with my lyrics.
Good. That's what we need to do. end every show with a Kyle remix.
I know you don't want my remixes. Trust me. Ask my wife. You do not want my remixes.
I do the same thing.
It's fun.
Sarah gets pissed.
It's fun. Yeah, Sean gets mad too, especially when I do it in the grocery store. Number four, ideas and creativity flow through you. This one is rather funny because of the descriptions. So when you're happy, your vibration is at a higher level and you're most connected with your soul. Okay, cool. Makes sense. This is why clairaudient people need quiet. And this is funny because I know that I've talked about it several times on here, and I know my wife will laugh when she hears this. Another one is it's common for people with psychic hearing to get inspiring ideas while taking a shower.
Oh, yeah.
Or like talking to yourself, like, that's like
times
my,
over.
Yeah, that's like my straight up think tank is being in my shower. And I've also heard there another reason why that is because of the running water.
I wonder if the consistent rhythm of the water falling and shit.
Yep, yep. And then you also makes hear that it, with spirits. You know, when there's the power of the running water, it can help manifest spirits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Makes sense.
This one I'm not in agreement with.
All right.
Like, I don't experience this next one. Number five, your best friends are imaginary.
I told you from the get-go that I wasn't real.
Oh, shit. Okay, maybe I do fit this one.
I'm just a figment of all of your imagination.
Number six, me and Steve could 150,000% hit with. Music makes you feel connected to your soul.
Oh, yeah.
Music is fucking sacred. Number seven, and I think Steve would probably agree that I kind of fit this one as much as I don't want to admit it, but I feel like he would agree with it. You're the dear Abby of the family. You enjoy uplifting others. You're good at giving advice and enjoy helping others. Yeah. I kind of do feel like I fit that role a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. You take on a lot more than you should.
Number eight, you, and I haven't had this happen in a little while, and I know there can be possible medical issues alongside this next one. Number eight, hearing ringing or high-pitched noises in your ears. You know, I know a lot of things will cause this, but it's speculated that hearing any noises could mean that your spirit guides are around, you know, all, assuming nothing is medically wrong. Because I think tinnitus will make your ears ring once in a while, won't it?
Yeah, tinnitus.
That's
what
I thought. Yep. Number nine, you learn better through auditory channels, such as hearing a book on Audible versus reading a book, which I do much prefer. I do. And then in high school, I always, all my teachers let me get away with it. They wouldn't let anybody else, but they let me. I would have my headphones in playing music, but I'd leave one out so I could clearly hear, and I'd keep it turned down really, really, really low so I could still focus on my work. But it was just something to take the edge off. It kept all of everybody else's fucking distraction away from me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they quickly found that it made me do better if they just left me alone. So I was the only one basically allowed to do it. 10 is another fucking weird one. You hear animals, and not like the way it was described in there. It's still fucking weird, but it's like you're playing with Frank, and you don't hear Frank talk, but you catch this like vibe from Frank, like a
communication.
Yes. Yeah. But and there's no audible words that you're hearing in your head or in real life, but it's like, it's like you know what they're getting at, what they're saying, without them actually saying it. And the last one, you get signs in song and speech, which I kind of feel like a lot of us do. If you are into music a lot, I feel like it's pretty easy to pick things like meanings, even if it's not what the artist is meaning for themselves, but you pick up on it in a certain way. So I thought that was interesting to kind of go through some of those and be like, hey, I kind of fit that bill. I fit that bill. Now, do I think that I'm clairaudient? No, maybe. But if I had to like put fucking money on it, I'd probably say no. I that's just for my comfort.
Well, I mean, no, you're not.
It's weird. It would almost be
like you would be experiencing more. If you were clear,
I agree.
You
know what I mean? That's why I say that I don't think that I am. Maybe honestly, it has something to do with.
I think it's tied into the shit we were looking into.
I do too. That's just me. I do too. If I had to pick a paranormal reason, I would agree with you. Yeah. And maybe in a roundabout way, maybe I am possibly a little more sensitive to that side of it than, say, you per se. But do I think that I'm clairaudient? No, I don't. Nor do I think I'm psychic.
I mean, it could be that you just haven't found a way to hone it in yet.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, maybe I mean? I'm a little bit, maybe it's possible that I am more in touch with it and I don't realize
you
just
haven't figured out how to die.
Yeah, in. Yeah. And to be fair, I don't think that I want to. Well, I ain't trying to hear it because I know they're not
going to give you an option.
I know how my mind works. My mind works similar to yours. And I feel like if you're constantly hearing fucking voices in your head all day long, you would borderline be convinced you're going crazy. Because I know that I would. I would literally come to you and go, Steve, I think I'm going crazy. I constantly hear voices all day, every day.
Yeah.
I would feel that like would, I'm going crazy.
That would be
You'd
terrible.
Want to shut it off. Because your head's supposed to be your space.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Not where a bunch of assholes come. That's what real life's for.
Yeah.
And social media.
That would be fucking terrible.
But that's about all I have. The more I looked into it, the more I found it was an interesting topic, and I knew it was gonna drive some pretty decent conversation between us.
It's weird how it ties into so much other shit.
It does, especially when you look at
everything. Everything that we look at.
Yeah.
Everything just keeps overlapping.
Yeah, and the more people we talk to, the more they notice it. You know, things start lining up, and I think I think there's something to that. I really do.
Yeah, there almost has to be.
Yeah, because everybody in this field, you listen to everybody's podcast, and they all say the same shit. You know, like, this is links to this, and this is that, and that, and this, and the synchronicities, and this, and that. And I think by exploring these things, you're opening yourself up to everything. Like, the door is starting to be opened, whereas for everyday people who ignore this shit, the door is closed. They don't even care to fucking acknowledge it. They are NPCing through life.
NPC. ever since you mentioned that, I'm constantly looking. We were eating at Los Tres today, and I was like, I wonder how many of these people are NPCs.
Bro, I had Texas Roadhouse Friday. Oh, those motherfuckers. Those motherfuckers smoked it out of the park, bro. Because I just steady bank on my steaks and medium now. I don't even fuck with nothing else. And at Texas Roadhouse, if anybody knows you, it's when you go medium, it's a dance, right?
There's a sweet spot.
There is a sweet spot. And sometimes they fall...
Shoe leather.
They fall a little bit on the, like, rare side of it.
Or, yeah.
And I don't... I'm kind of warming up to... It's expanding away from medium where I can tolerate. Not that I like to go to rare, because I don't. And I don't like going the opposite direction. Medium is right where I want to be. And, dude, Friday, they fucking smoked it.
Shout out to Roadhouse.
Oh, man. Like, I'm an introvert.
I wish you guys could see his face right now. He is beaming.
You should have seen me after we ate. Like, me and Sean were in the parking lot. I looked at her. I go, I am so fucking happy right now. I am so happy because they fucking smoked the steak out of the park.
We are easy to please.
Oh, everyone. My Lord. I literally almost went up to the manager and was like, yo.
This was a religious experience.
Whoever cooked my steak, I was in the Willie Nelson corner. Whoever cooked my steak, they need a fucking raise. Like, they need to be permanent steak guy every single day. They need a raise. They need a promotion.
I need his schedule.
Yes.
Their schedule.
Fuck, I'd be in heaven. And I'd be broke because I'd go there all the time.
When was the last time I ate there? It's been a minute.
Oh, man, it was so good. So good.
It's Maddox's go-to spot. He loves him some Roadhouse.
Man, I could not get over how happy I was after eating that meal.
Just because he could eat like 30
rolls in the sandwich. The rolls are dope. Their Caesar salad is probably some of the fucking best. Anyways.
Their ranch dressing is good too.
Fuck yeah.
We're way off topic now.
But
check us out at all.
If Texas Roadhouse wants to sponsor us, go ahead and sponsor the Hollis Guy Podcast, please.
Yeah, Texas Roadhouse, sponsor us. Check us out at all.
Take steaks for life.
Social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Also check us out at our local Texas Roadhouse. So, until next time.
That's where we're having the Hollis Guy meetup.
Yeah. Until next time, stay safe, stay weird, and when they start calling you by name, do not fucking answer them.